brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a lot of editing going on, editing in the Matrix. We know Bush has bought billions and billions in fake news and thousands of reporters out pushing a police state and martial law, telling us how good it is to have police in black uniforms arresting reporters coast to coast. A new age of darkness is upon us. Hillary and Chucky and all of them have been voting for it while criticizing their scapegoat, Alberto Gonzalez, a unified front of tyranny upon the people. Virgil Griffith is the amazing individual who's gotten so much attention because of the open source nature of Wikipedia. He was able to craft a program and a wiki scanner that we've been hearing so much about the last 3 weeks since this broke. And headline, see who's editing Wikipedia, Diebold, the CIA, and campaigns. And it goes on from there, and we've been doing wiki scans and finding out all the government agencies and people that have been in there foxing and messing with the postings about me, or just out of hand deleting them. Hundreds of pages about my films and works we've done, just gone forever. Work people did, just vandalizing information. It's so much fun. But now they're not doing it without the spotlight on them. So with us in the rest of this segment, into the next segment, is Virgil Griffith. Virgil, I really want to thank you for what you've done.
Oh, it's a sure thing. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're a Caltech graduate student. When did you think up this idea? How long did it take you to craft this wondrous application?
Well, I saw the idea actually about a year ago, and this was when some Wikipedians caught Congress in whitewashing their own pages, and so I think, hey, you know, if they can do this manually, you know, I can do this for all of Wikipedia. But unfortunately, I was busy then, so I sat on the idea for about 6 months, but over the summer I had time, so here it is.
When you finally got it built and tested, what was it like to see the incredible results you were getting?
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, that's what all I can say. I mean, I quickly saw that it would be a bad idea if there was any sort of a system on my website where people could rate the how juicy the edits were, because that'll probably get you sued. So I was very, very happy when Wired Magazine stepped in and they offered to do that for me. So that way I could stand back and be completely objective, and I could just say, oh look, I just provide the tool, and whatever people do with it, well, that's up to them.
Well, I'm asking my listeners to go in and use this and make submissions to our PrisonPlanet.com forum. We're going to create a section there, and everybody should do this. We should learn how the crannies of the web work. We should investigate what's happening. Now, back last year when there were allegations of congressmen manipulating it, they denied it and called it a conspiracy theory, but now your scanners confirmed a lot of that.
No, it's certainly true. I mean, if you want to, you can go search right now, and you can see tons of them. It's quite glorious. To be completely fair to them, does not necessarily mean that they or them staff or their staff made it. But we do know that it came from someone within the congressional computer network.
Yeah, because so, it's the IP address. Explain to people out there how that works.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'll back up. In short, when you make a Wikipedia edit, there are two things you can do. Number one, you can edit and leave your name, or you can edit anonymously. But when you edit anonymously, it leaves a number there to identify your computer, and that is just for convenience. So I took that and I combined two databases. The first one was where all the edits from Wikipedia, well, all the anonymous edits. And the second one were which numbers were owned by various companies, and then you just combine them together. So now you
and that's say, relatively simple, isn't it?
It's actually very simple. The entire project took once I had the idea and I started working on it, the entire project took me 2 weeks.
Stay there, my friend. This is just incredible. Another example of how whatever they do for tyranny's sake. We have independent freedom lovers out there that are sabotaging them every step of the way. We'll be right back with Virgil Griffith.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to HolyTeaClub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to HolyTeaClub.com. That's HolyTeaClub.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you go up to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can link over to the Wired magazine that's kind of teamed up with Caltech graduate student Virgil Griffith, who built a search tool that traces IP addresses of those who make Wikipedia changes. And you can go through at the wiki scanner, and then you can even submit stuff to Wired. We're asking people to do that on our message board at PrisonPlanet.com as well, just to show what they're doing to the truth movement, the 9/11 truth movement, the anti-war movement. And even looking on Wired, the thousands of submissions that have been made there of wiki scans, because you still need human intelligence to really look at this and pick out what we think is most interesting. It's CIA, it's American Airlines going in and saying 9/11 didn't happen on a page. I mean, it's just... It's anti-war groups getting removed. It's Republicans vandalizing Cindy Sheehan. I mean, it just goes, you have opened a Pandora's box here. And as you said earlier, I mean, I couldn't do this, but for a programmer like yourself, it's a pretty simple application. Has this been cloned yet?
No, it has not. And I said the reason because of this is because the database that that connects IP ranges to companies is usually costs money. And in my case, I asked very nicely, and it'll get it for free. So I said the reason they haven't done it is because getting that database usually costs like what, $1,000 or so.
So I could go out, get a good programmer like yourself, pay 1,000 smackers, and create a clone.
Yes.
Well, I think this is such an important thing you've done in case your site went down or something. I think there should be clones. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes. Actually, I'm very pleased because the Wikimedia Foundation, the people who own Wikipedia, they actually agree, and they're talking about incorporating something like WikiScanner into the main code base. So it'll be like directly embedded into Wikipedia.
Well, there are comments on our message board right now about in defense of Wikipedia, and I've gotten mad at them because they've let little trolls who have administration power delete hundreds of pages of serious material that other people put up that I happen to be mentioned in. And they're just vandalizing everything, and on their pages they snicker and laugh and admit it's politically motivated and worship George Bush and his fascism. Mm-hmm. And the people that were posting my material and other important stuff and research we'd done, they were doing it very dryly in the proper format of Wikipedia. And so I'm mad at Wikipedia about that, but I want to make this clear. The same manipulation of information, the same failures of information, the same spinning of info is in Webster's. It's a dictionary. It's in Encyclopedia Britannica. It's just now, because this is open source and people are now looking at it, we're able to see manipulation that's always been there in other formats. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I would.
Now, I know you're not going to make value judgments on this because you're just dryly putting out this technology, but just randomly then, what are some of the points of interest for you? When you were first there looking at this and seeing who was going in and changing the encyclopedia, who was removing stuff about themselves, who was adding things?
My favorite ones were actually from the media themselves. So the first ones I looked at were the New York Times, Fox News, and Al Jazeera. So those are all very nice. My favorite one, actually, I was very surprised the New York Times actually published this in their newspaper. The New York Times actually added the phrase "jerk, jerk, 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 jerk" to George Bush's webpage. So that was very nice. And they also changed on Condoleezza Rice's page. They changed that she was a concert pianist to a concert penis. So both of those were very special.
Those are petty, so that's why they advertised it like it was some employee doing it. The more serious stuff, and I know you're not making a judgment on this, but I mean, the CIA computers going in, Republican computers going in. What type of stuff did you find?
The CIA was actually not very interesting. I mean, I was very sad about this. The CIA, they're mostly just people just being lazy at work. Like as far as I can tell, the CIA's favorite subject is arcane lightsaber fighting style, from Star Wars. That was one of their favorite subjects. So I did not detect anything serious in the CIA. There were a few
CIA edits are going to be done from separate IPs.
Come on. That's probably true. I'll say it's just some of the ones that were of bias in the CIA. That it looked like there were some people who were writing like huge personal memoirs on the pages. Like they'll go into this huge detail. You know, like it won't be like an encyclopedic entry. It's something like a personal biography of some, like a first-hand account. And those were, I mean, I don't know if those accounts are true or not.
Well, I think that's interesting. As long as they admit it's themselves writing it, let them put it up.
Yeah, certainly. From Fox News, one of the things you most commonly saw that they like adding the word liberal in front of anyone who criticized them. So like there'd be an article.
Yeah, that's right.
Pages.
I mean, I'm so conservative in a classic sense. I make Fox look like communist, and they call me hardcore liberal.
Yeah, they only have for them it's kind of a binary thing. It's either George Bush or liberal.
Well, yeah, they're going for lowest common denominator, literally like a chant. A Vedic chant of just liberal, 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 whacked out liberal, 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 nutcase, crazy liberal, 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 yeah.
Yeah. So in their case, they were always adding the smear adjective liberal in just trying to find anyone they didn't like. And this is most common for NPR radio commentators.
Were they doing this on an industrial level, just liberal, liberal everywhere?
Not quite industrial level, but it was a very common theme.
So that's just the scans you did. I mean, what, you would just randomly check liberal reporters and it would generally be a Fox News liberal comment in there?
Yeah, usually. Like, I mean, actually, let me see actually how many edits. I think there was something like, there was like a little, you know, only like a few thousand edits from Fox News.
Only a few thousand, oh.
Yeah, only a few thousand. another very common one, from Diebold, the people who make the voting machines, they removed a whole section from their pages where their security was being criticized. And that one's like, that one made everyone, that one should make us all quite unhappy. because, well, voting machines are important.
Here's another example of censorship separate from Wikipedia because of its open source nature. You were able to do this. But obviously I'm not telling you that. I'm just telling folks that don't understand computers like myself. Here's a question from our message board. Hey, Alex, the Google video censoring is way worse than just your video, and I'm sure you know. Loose Change, Terror Storm, 9/11 Mysteries are consistently watched enough to be put in the top 100, but as you probably noticed, the top 100 is now, fairly recently, full of sexy-type videos. There's been a fat lady on a treadmill for 10 years, and they have the views that some of these documentaries have. They are purposely promoting mindlessness on the top 100. I also have screenshots from last October where they deleted views and versions of Terror Storm Loose Change. They froze counters for 5 days in one case, deleted the Loose Change version that had 7 million views and was constantly in the top 10. It seems within the last 4 or 5 months they've been deliberately censoring. Before that, you would see 5 or 6 truth movies in the top 100. Now it's all naked ladies. For example, Loose Change has 8,000 views yesterday, says it ranks at number 30, but it's not even in the top 100. And Google then admits they're accidentally doing this, but only to us. And then say martial law is big news a month ago. It's in the national news. Bush wants martial law. And, you know, it's in major papers. So the number 3 search on Google was my film Martial Law from 3 years ago. And so it gets 700,000 views in 3 days. It's number 1. They just disable it. And it's been disabled for more than a month. We need programmers and smart guys like you to look at that too, sir, because we're getting sick of it.
Yeah, no, that's kind of interesting. I know several people who do work at Google, and I'll say that most of them are very nice. You would like them as people, I promise.
Now, I know they're big Ron Paul supporters, and most of them really are good. It started out as a really libertarian, dynamic thing. It's why it's been so successful. But now you know they've made deals with China. They've been doing MIT mergers with CIA. That's all come out. It seems like they are kind of like they were a young Anakin Skywalker, and now they're becoming seduced by Lord Palpatine.
Yeah, no, I know this view. In short, I think Google is discovering that, you know, that as they get bigger and they're becoming more of a global player, they have to make some concessions for them to even survive.
Yeah, but they're doing censorship right here, bro.
I'm
sick of it.
No,
by the way, I had Google ads up and I removed 95% of their ads, and I'm going to remove them all if they don't quit. And I know they don't care, but the point is that I'm even turning down, advertising money because I'm getting so sick of them.
Right. These are all criticisms. I even agree with them in many ways. But with the Google people, they agree all the things they're doing are bad, so they agree with you. But they basically say, you know what? These bad things we have to do. We have to do them in order to continue to exist, so we aren't sued to oblivion,
better
things.
We've got to let China use our data to grab their dissidents and execute them, or we won't be able to have our own private 777s with party rooms.
Something like that.
Well, look, I mean, I hope they make $1 trillion, but they better do it free market and liberty-oriented, and people are getting mad at them. I mean, does Google know that they're really getting a bad rep now?
They know that it isn't nearly as good as it used to be. But they're certainly so much better than most companies. For example, when the Department of Justice wanted data, Google was the only one that said no. While MSN and Yahoo immediately said yes.
No, I know. I saw that. No, listen, I want to do business with Google. I like Google. I think they're the best product out there for info. But I'm getting sick of it. Man, my movies are winning the info war. They'd be number one all the time. I'd reach 100 million instead of, Terror Storm reaching 10 million now. And I don't appreciate them doing that.
Yeah, no, I understand. I really have no idea where everything goes into their rankings and as whether or not those are all good things to use.
Counter will show that, say, I've had 8,000, 7,000, 10,000 views, and
right.
If you look at the rankings, number 22 has 10,1100, and and I'm doing this random, just hypothetical,
right.
And then number 23 has, 10,050 views. Well, then I've got 15,000 views. I'm not even in the top 100.
That actually would be very nice to do an analysis of, and I'll think about like a good way to do that. So you can get some objective measurements of traffic stats, and if you could just correlate that with Google ranking and see places where it doesn't make any sense, that would be very, very nice.
Well, they seem to do it and then stop and then do it. I mean, what they do is when we go up in the top 10, they knock us out for a few weeks until we settle back down so there's no viral spread. Stay there.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Well, I hope to get Virgil Griffith on from time to time to, as new developments come out with his wiki scanner. We have links to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just in closing, in the few minutes we've got, sir, any other key points you want to make or other interesting discoveries that people should be directed to look at?
Yeah, there are two things. Some people keep asking, they keep saying, hey, well, with Wikiscanner, won't this make those companies just more clever? And they'll be more sneaky about how they edit Wikipedia. And so thus, you've actually done a bad thing because now they're just going to be sneakier now. And I would say, honestly, the answer to that is no. And I'd use the analogy of fingerprints. So dusting for fingerprints, when we all know police do, and they've done it, you know, for like decades, maybe. Yeah, at least decades. However, every time police come to a crime scene, they still dust for prints, and lo and behold, it still often works. So I would consider Wikiscanner kind of like that. Yes, there may be some people, maybe some criminals that are very clever and they may use gloves to prevent things like Wikiscanner from working, but by and large, I expect it'll still work. So in short, you know, by a year from now, the entire thing could be done all over again.
Now, for those that don't know, Wikipedia is like rated what, number 8 by the two big web rating services last time I checked, up from number 9.
That's about right, yeah.
And so for those that don't know, we've tracked some of our stories and websites. 10% of our traffic is from Wiki. And so it's a wonderful thing, and I get millions of visitors a month on our little sites, and they're little compared to Wiki, but it makes me angry that they let people have personal user pages where they say they're there to destroy information, and they say they're there to shut down alternative info, and then they're just allowed to break all the rules because they're old Wiki users. They need to be shut down. I mean, Wiki does need to clean house and get all the people that are trying to destroy true information out of there.
Well, I'll be sure to mention it to them. I mean, I'll mention it. The Wikimedia Foundation we're talking fairly often now, so I'll mention it.
I mean, here's an example. There's some high school kid named Davishire. And he's got a website, and he brags the hundreds of things he's deleted. And, I mean, he deletes stuff like Republican sex scandals, huge ones. He just knocks them off. He deletes bad stuff about George Bush. He deletes stuff about Bush saying we're going to be out of Iraq in a year. And, I mean, he's just one of thousands of these guys, and they just love what they're doing.
I see.
And, I mean, they just go through to and they brag. They show everything they've deleted, and it's... I mean, I don't even want to delete people's information I disagree with. I mean, I'm into information, as
right.
I know you are, and it's just to see somebody basically burn books makes me mad.
No, I understand. This one user you refer to, is that an admin of Wikipedia, or is it just some random guy?
Well, he says he's an admin, but then he took that off and we put attention on it, but then he teams up with other admins and it's like wolf packs of people. I'm going to send you, I'm going to have Paul Watson send you all the stories about Google censorship, his former CIA officer David Steele exposing it, and then we'll also send you the information on these brigades. They have military awards. Most of them are admit they're with CENTCOM, and they just brag that they're fighting us evil Al-Qaeda lovers by destroying any criticism of the government.
I see. Well, send it, and I'll see if there's anything I can make of it.
Help us, now that you started the Star Wars analogies, I'm not going to stop. Help us, Obi-Wan Griffith, Virgil Obi-Wan, we need you. You and many other great programmers and researchers like yourself are our only hope. What are, is there a website, I mean, other than just your new scanner that you want to plug?
Actually, yes, there is one. The Notable Names Database in the nndb.com. I think it's a very nice site for uncovering, you know, scandals and things like that and the stuff you mentioned.
Get that out again?
NNDB, nndb.com, November, Bravo, Delta.
I think I've been to that site. It kind of gives like an analysis of each different issue.
Yeah.
I think they call me conspiracy theorist for a buck or something.
Are you called that? I don't know what you're called on that site.
Is their main headlines in red, right?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, well, hey, that's fine. They don't know what it's like to have 12 employees.
Okay.
This microphone I'm on costs $800, so...
I see.
I'm very evil that I have a radio show and actually have sponsors. But, no, overall, I find a lot of good info on there, though.
Yeah. No, if you ask me, I like it a lot. I mean, like you can discover that people like Bill Maher once dated Ann Coulter. People like, I mean, like great, juicy stuff like that.
No, their info on me is pretty accurate. The only thing, their executive analysis is what's wrong.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but I guess in a way I am for a buck. I mean, I got to pay the bills, I guess.
That's true. No, we all got to.
Hey, listen, thank you so much, sir, for spending time with us.
All right. My pleasure.
You bet. Take care. All right. We'll be right back with your calls, a bunch of other news. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back.
You hide from my eyes.
1-800-259.
And you turn and run farther.
9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, talk about all the new big economic developments and meeting war drums coming up. A big smattering of important news here in just a few minutes. Right now, let's go to Rico in Canada. Rico, you are on the air. Welcome, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Good. Hey, you know what? Three quick points. The first one, is what you were saying about Google Video. A couple weeks ago, I put in your name, and there was maybe five. Like, you couldn't go to the next link, to the next page for Google Video, like, to view your stuff. You can see it. Like, you'd see a page, and then you try to go to the next page, and it wouldn't work. And then they reversed it. This week it actually worked, but 2 weeks ago I remember I tried it and it wasn't working.
Well, let me break down what we know they're doing. We have emails from them admitting they did it. Okay. I start getting calls in about the same time last year. We wrote articles about it. You can go find the exact dates. Going, hey, man, your terror storm was at 500,000 views. It was number one yesterday, number five the day after that, and then it went to zero views and you're not in the top 100. And by the time I got and looked, it was like 15,000 views, and it had been zeroed out. And then it showed the counter go down to zero and then start back up. And then I start talking about it, and we email Google, and they email back and say, yeah, it's a mistake. We've gotten hundreds of emails from you. It was just a mistake. But it wasn't happening to anybody else. It wasn't happening to videos about chicks in bikinis. It wasn't happening to people falling off bridges. It wasn't happening to people picking their nose and all the stupid videos. It was my video. And then it got up to 500,000 or something again, like it was pre-programmed. It was 400 and something thousand. Boom, erases it. And then we caught them doing it again and again and again. Then we caught them messing with the counters, where you'd have thousands of comments, which would then be in the ratio for hundreds of thousands of views, but it'd only be a few hundred views. We knew that that was a scam. And then martial law about a month and a half ago got real big in the news. My link, well, if you typed into Google martial law, it was the number three link. Now it isn't. And it would go to this page. You could see martial law. So I'd noticed, oh, man, we've had like, because I don't really track this, but people comment, they send it to me, I see it on message boards. Hey, it's gotten 700 and something thousand views in a couple days. I mean, it was number one. I mean, that's super strong. And suddenly disabled, been disabled for a month and a half. But then they show on the counter that it's still being watched, but no one can see it, and it's a few hundred views a day. Totally scrambled. We've emailed them, called them. They just say no comment now. Other versions of martial law people uploaded have a few hundred thousand views, but they're getting a few thousand views a day. They're not being messed with. So what they do is, and I'm sure it's been AI hooked up with an automatic governor, where as soon as you try to, as soon as it gets up there in the top 100, where millions of people will now watch it, they then nix it. So they're trying to kill the viral spread. You understand? Because terror storm, martial law, those all would have been loose change hits. They learn from loose change. Do not let that happen. And now they do the same thing to loose change.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
It shows we're winning. I mean, they're having to go in and censor us. So, you know what? I sent Google an email, and I said, I'm pulling 95% of your ads. We used to have them on every page. It helped us operate, even though it hurts us financially, and people aren't going to get raises around here because of their bonuses. I just went ahead and just said, that's it. I'm thousands of dollars a month. You just keep it, Google. And I think I'm just going to get completely rid of it. It's just because they don't care. They don't care.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah, a second point. Yesterday, I meet this guy. He's from, I was in Niagara Falls, Canada, and he's from Buffalo, New York. And he has his son with him. And his son is autistic. And I just a devil's advocate, I go, let me guess. He was fine until he was 18 months, the third round of shot, right? He goes, yeah, that's right, yeah. They give him the third round of shot, and then I lost him. He never came back. He became autistic.
Exact words I told you, remember?
Yeah, I just said it just to see what he was going to say to me. I just wanted to see. And he's like, yeah, that's exactly right. How did you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I was in a hot tub in Galveston, took a few days off last year, and the woman comes over. She's got two autistic children. They're both boys. And I said, let me guess, 18 months, both of them. She goes, uh-huh, yeah, they one of them had seizures after the shots, but we still give them. We love the government. And I'm just like, God, there's no way to wake you people up. There's nothing you won't do. And I have walked with people in movie theaters, malls, and I say, let me guess, 18 months. And they go, how do you know? And sometimes they go, oh, Alex Jones, yes, we didn't do it on the next child, and he was fine. I mean, folks, there is a correlation. I don't need any scientific study. We have hundreds that show we're right. But I don't need a scientific study to tell me if you shoot somebody in the head with 357 Magnum five times, nine times out of ten they're going to die. I mean, I know that it's the shooting the person in the head does it. I mean, they give the baby the third round, they become autistic overnight, boom, you know what's doing it.
That's right.
So, what happened after that part of the conversation?
Well, his friend just comes over and shakes my hand. They're like telling me, thank you, man, thanks for giving us this information. We didn't know, because I started talking about, I guess they're African Americans, right? And I started talking about how, you know, 80% world population reduction rate, and that's the plan, and which some of the stuff I already knew before I even listened to you, but you
confirmed
it. Yeah, and they were just like, man, thank you. They came to shake my hand. The guy was like, here's my phone number, you know, call me. And he was just like, they were so thankful, but they wished. And he even said to me, oh, they've told me that that's not true. It's not the shot that did it. And I'm like, they lied to you. You know what I mean? They lied to you. Like, the shot did it. That's why he's autistic.
Yeah, well, imagine if you give that father the documents where they planned it 80 years ago. I mean, you talk about, it's just, but again, those are nice people, so they can't imagine that someone would be evil like that. We got to stop being so gullible and stop being so nice, folks. I mean, people say, man, you get so mad. You bet I get mad at some cop walking over telling me I can't videotape in America while they're cramming cameras down my throat. Or they go knock down some woman's door and beat her husband up and drag him off to jail for having a Ron Paul sign and an upside down flag. And then, of course, it was a guy who just got out of Iraq, and people email me going, don't talk bad about the troops. And that guy's a bad troop. That guy is bad. Folks, do you know that's 1 inch from Nazi Germany? When they start acting like that in history, you are 1 inch to literally being a slave on a plantation. You are 1 inch to having the back of your head blown off and being thrown in a ditch. You are 1 inch. We're not in Kansas anymore. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. These people have brain damaged millions of our little boys. That's how cold-blooded they are.
That's right.
Oh, I'm just sick of them. And it's normal to get mad. Listen, I really appreciate your call. And I'll go back to this. Paul Watson did an article on a few months ago. She did another one. It was really good. Or it was a blurb. You know, he showed this video in Africa. You got this watering hole. And the baby water buffalo goes up to get some water, and a big lion jumps on it and starts eating it, but then a huge croc, 25-foot croc, comes out and grabs it back, and they're fighting. And in the 30 seconds it takes the herd to get over there, the big old male water buffaloes, and that's what males are for, in lion prides, in water buffaloes, the males charge out and attack the wolves. They charge out and attack the crocs. The same thing with hippopotamuses. That's what males are supposed to do. And, man, you got like five or six lions. They try to intimidate five or six big male bulls. The bulls don't care. They just are knocking them straight up in the air. And you know what? Those bulls are getting hurt while they're doing it. But that's what you're supposed to do, is run these people over. And, I mean, I just can't get sick of it. Brain-damaging children. A bunch of pedophiles in Washington running all this. These people are right out of the pits of hell. And you've got to get mad. You've got to get mad, just like they say in Network. I don't have all the answers for the recession and the depression and the Russians and the borders and all of it, but I know this. First, you've got to get mad. First, you got to get mad. See, they know deep down you subconsciously are mad. So you fight with your husband. You fight with your wife. You fight with your neighbor. You need to forgive your neighbor for his dog doing stuff in your yard, or him, you know, doing whatever, or that cousin who did you bad in a business deal. But you do not need to forgive the New World Order that is cold-blooded and wants to kill you. And it just, it's so simple. Humans were always one of the most aggressive but also loving species on this planet, made in the image of God. We were ready to go to war. Doesn't matter what, you know, group of humans, you know, which subgroup, white, black, it doesn't matter. Which variety is the proper term. And it doesn't matter. Humans used to, it didn't matter if it was a German 1,000 years ago or an African 1,000 years ago. It didn't matter if it was a Chinese person 1,000 years ago. They were all the same. I mean, humans were not domesticated, and if you mess with somebody's kids, they just fight you to the death. They didn't go around grabbing people's kids. Big armies would come in and do it when they took you over. They'd kill the adults and take the kids. But that was about it. And you had to kill people to do that. Nowadays, people just sit there while they take their kids. They just sit there while you shoot them up with poison. I mean, in New York, they go to these single black mothers they found because they've destroyed their families. And they tell them, we're going to take the two-year-old, too, if you don't sign the eight-year-old over to us for no reason. And they take the kid and strap him down and murder him. My God, that's been in major papers. And I'm not just sitting here whining, oh, the poor blacks, you know, like some bleeding heart liberal. It is the blacks that tend to be the favorite of all this stuff. I mean, I'm already so mad at the cops I can barely control myself. And I couldn't imagine being a black male. I heard him on talk radio the other day. It was some black guy a few months ago. Didn't want to get picked up by the cops, so he just ran away. So the cop shot him in the back. And they were on the air going, well, he shouldn't have run. It was good. Good to shoot him in the back. Listen, you better not shoot any of my family in the back. I mean, I'm just getting to the point where I'm getting angry. You know, you're not supposed to just shoot people in the back, you goon. And by the way, cops, they shoot your kid up full of the same stuff. I've seen cops out with their autistic children. This government doesn't care about you. What does it take to get that through your stupid brain? I'm not against our military. A lot of my family's in the military in Iraq right now. I come from gun-toting right-wing Texans. That's what I am. But this isn't a war for our country. And our military is being used in an evil war. It's like in Germany. The German people, by and large, weren't bad, but they got seduced by an evil leader. And I'm tired of it! Now, a pack of modern humans would sit there and let that lion grab a human child and run off with it, wouldn't even fight. In fact, I've seen examples. It happens there a couple times a year in California where people see their five-year-old get snatched by a puma because they won't go after a full-grown adult. And the parents will sit there and cry and beg and go call 911. But I remember about 15 years ago out in Big Bend, a mountain lion grabbed a five-year-old and was dragging it off, and the father, with superhuman strength, was jumping over boulders and grabbed it and was savagely ripping it to pieces. Because that's the normal behavior. And somehow, it has been bred out of us to be a bunch of cowardly, degenerate scum. And this is not how I normally am, folks. I get in this mode, I think about these enemies, I think about how they're scum, and you bet, like John Gibson said, I'm rabid. I am rabid. Just like that water buffalo, man, I am ready to run over some people. I am sick of it! I am tired of scum ruling over us. People like Senator Craig, and Hillary, and Bush, and the Rockefellers, and all of them. I'm tired of all the evil stuff they're doing. I want it to stop! I want it to stop! And I want it to stop now! I'm just stop getting so mad. But we need to have it hit us just how serious it is, how real it is every day, how much evil freak behavior is going on around us. Stan in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead. Then we'll go to Will, Rob, Paul, and others.
You remind me a lot of myself when I was a lot younger, but that's what I didn't call you exactly about that. I want to talk about this spirit of apathy that's going on in the patriot music and what I, patriot movement, I mean, and what I believe is causing it. Alex, you've done a great job. You've done an excellent job putting out your documentaries, but I tell you, you've done too good a job. These 135 million troops or 135,000 troops are on the one to put on the streets of America. This literally scares the daylights out of these people. They can't handle the fact that they might possibly lose it all and be put in a FEMA camp. Their possessions are more valuable to them than their freedom.
They don't know that if you're busy trying to save your possessions, you're going to lose them. The attitude of being ready to get it on is the attitude that brings freedom. The attitude of groveling brings the oppressor.
Well, Alex, the patriot movement we've got now, it's a good patriot movement, but it's nothing compared to the patriot movement of 1776. The men and women that laid down their lives in 1776, those were true men and women, Alex. And Vietnam and World War II, we had true patriots back then. These people are, right now, I'm not going to criticize anybody, but a lot of people are shallow-minded, Alex. They're very shallow-minded. All they can say about
stay there, Stan. I want to play 2 minutes of Shackles on Me by Jimmy Vaughn. I promise to do it. Stay there. We'll come back after break and get right back to Stan, Will, Rob, and others. Stay with us.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the national ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I said, shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me. Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, we're here live. Don't forget the free podcast for your MP3 or iPod device. Sign up at InfoWars.com. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. And we restream the show 21 hours a day after it ends live each day right here at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So if you miss any part of it, you can just tune back in to stream whenever you want. By the way, I haven't said enough about this new AM affiliate. It covers all of North Austin really good. It's kind of scratchy in South Austin, but I can hear it in my car good, living in South Austin. It covers Round Rock, Georgetown, Taylor, Caldwell, College Station, Hearn, Rockdale, Cameron, Marlin, Temple, Killeen, Fort Hood, Hewitt, and about half of Waco. I mean, there's got to be 500,000 people just in those towns or more. So that is exciting, and it covers half Austin really good. And that is 1330 KMIL. Very thankful to that station. Where everybody in Central Texas to know can hear that weekdays. They carry the first and second hour. And I think they're rebroadcasting us on the weekends. And you can always hear us on News Radio 590 KLBJ for the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. I want to thank all the affiliates around the country. But I've been on 1260 here locally, then I went to sports, 98.9 FM before that. And there's just not a lot of stations in this area. And it's good to be on one. People can hear 1330. Let's go back to Stan in Missouri. Stan, go ahead.
Alex, I have one more comment to make, and it's they had an interesting article you've probably seen in one of your Texas newspaper, probably leveled the officer first time since year 2000. Well, this guy from Wayne's Means and Ways Committee contradicts this poverty. He says more incomes are lower than ever in the last 6 years, and poverty is higher. Well, I'm going to tell you real quick about the poverty situation down here in Missouri. As you know, the state of Missouri lost more jobs than anybody. And down around Lake of the Ozarks, down around where Dave and Joyce Riley live in Morgan County, they have a 14.8% poverty level in Morgan County. That takes in Stover, Missouri, Gravois Mills, and Laurie, Missouri. And they have a higher poverty level than anywhere in the whole United States of America.
And the illegal
down
aliens.
Down around the whole Lake of the Ozarks.
And the illegal aliens, and the illegal aliens are even undercutting them.
Some people living in poverty. Dependent upon welfare programs.
I hear you and I appreciate your call. No, the country's disintegrating. But the news tells me it's the greatest growth ever, 4 point something, with them printing money like it's flowing rivers. I mean, it's oh, boy, all I know is it's quite a ride coming up. I don't know when or exactly how, but like Ron Paul said, what goes up must come down. I wanted to jam in one more. Will in Philly, you're on the air. Welcome, Will.
Good afternoon, Alex. We love you, man.
Love you, too. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to, well, first of all, if you're not mad, there's something wrong with you. You're on drugs or in a trance. And I just wanted to speak about Mr. Russo for a minute. He made me laugh harder than anyone has ever in my life. And he also made me struggle to hold back tears as much as I ever had to. You know, I was literally on a spree the morning that I heard of his passing. I get chills just thinking about it. It started with sheer amusement. Troy from West Virginia. Alex, why are you wasting your time with this clown, he'd say over and over. And then I moved on to the legendary interview you did with him. And on the numerous other archives, I haven't done that in 9 months and never anywhere to near that extent. You know, life is funny, brother. And then, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I get a MySpace bulletin that says RIP, Aaron Russo. And it was just a surreal moment. I also want to talk about Christopher Bolin. I found a new respect for the man. If you're listening, Chris, I came across the open letter to Lightbulb Head. He's a bad seed. Someone has gotten to him. Him and Mr. Smith had me thinking that you were a disinfo agent. Alex, you know you're truly doing, you're fulfilling your duties when you have all these people saying, Jones doesn't talk about this, Jones doesn't talk about that.
I hear you, my friend. God bless you, and thanks for all the kind words about Aaron. Dr. Roberts coming up. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Our